now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. The program is coming to you directly from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. I'm the director of that center, and I've been on the air now for almost 24 years. So I want to share with you some of the things that I've learned over these 24 years. I'm basically a counselor. I'm a life coach. I'm also a pastor, but I'm a special kind of a pastor. I don't have a church. I do not have a church. I don't work for a church. I'm just a person who is helping people on the radio and on the internet. Now, what have I learned over these past 24 years? Well, I've learned an awful lot. The first thing I've learned is that there is a proper meditation. Not any meditation, but a proper meditation that helps you to stand back from your negative thoughts and emotions. See, most of us get lost in our emotions. We become emotional and we do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing or we buy the wrong thing or spend too much money. You know how that goes. Or we eat too much. And then we get lost in thinking. And often the thinking is very negative. Very, very negative. And then the emotions and the thinking go together. Negative emotions bring about negative thoughts, and negative thoughts bring about negative emotions. We get lost in a squirrel cage of thinking. See how that works? All right. Now we're lost in thinking. We make mistakes. How many people lost in thinking? They're driving down the road, and they're not 100% there while they're driving. Instead, they're lost in some kind of a daydream, thinking about what somebody said to them, or what they're going to do, or what. Why this or why that? They're all lost in thinking and they don't notice something, make a mistake, or they get a traffic ticket. They were going too fast because they weren't paying attention. You see what I mean? Well, that's why we live our whole life partially lost in the world of daydreams and emotions. So what we need is a special kind of a meditation. It's very, very simple. It teaches you how to stand back so you can come out of your daydreams and nightmares and be in the present moment. You know, you have a lot of meditation talk about mindfulness and about awareness and about mindful living, conscious living, so on. That's all very good. I'm 100% in agreement with that. In fact, that's what I'm trying to do. But you see, some people don't know how to make it happen. They don't know how to make it happen. And a way to make it happen is by using the proper meditation, which I happen to have, incidentally. In fact, I have a very nice 5-minute meditation for stress and anxiety, and it's free, completely free. And my classic meditation, it's a 4-part meditation. The first part is free. You can listen to it for free. So, oh yes, incidentally, I do this as a volunteer effort. After all these years, I'm still here doing it. I'm just one little guy, but I'm doing this on a volunteer basis. So we need meditation. The other thing I've learned over these past 24 years is that people are too emotional. Way too emotional. And those emotions not only lead to mistakes, as I said, but they also lead to physical problems. People have health problems that are contributed to or even caused by their excessive emotions. For example, anger. Oh yes, anger. Suppressed rage, resentment, hostility. See? And what do those lead to when we're angry all the time? What does anger lead to? It leads to fear. When you're angry at somebody or you resent somebody, then you fear encountering them. You fear the situation arising again or so on. See? And then it also, then what does that lead to? When we're angry and resentful all the time, we don't feel good about ourselves. See? We lose touch with hope and with joy, with all those wonderful things that would naturally come forth. We lose touch with those, and we become depressed, anxious, nervous, unhappy. See? See how that works? So we need to get out of those emotions because we're too emotional, and the meditation helps with that also. My name is Roland. This program is here to help you. Please listen to this message. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. I'm here to help you. I'm the director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. I welcome all of you, especially those of you in the beautiful Southern California area and those up in Seattle, Washington. I welcome you to this program. I'm around every week. Down in Southern California, if you're listening down there, I'm on the air 7:30 a.m., I think, Sunday morning on KCAA Radio. Up in Seattle, 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. And other times, thanks to the station for their kindness. So, if you're listening in at some time during the day or evening, then just remember, you can listen to me 2 p.m. Sunday in Seattle, or just go to commonsensecounseling.org. Listen to the archives. Now, what else can I tell you? What have I learned over these 24 years? Another thing I've learned is that human beings have a soul. We have a spiritual side of us. We're more than just we're not just an animal. See, and so for that reason, I have learned that chemicals are not the answer. Chemicals are not the answer. The answer has something to do with refinding your calm center of dignity and reestablishing self-control by way of getting in touch with your own ground of good. That's right. That is what's key. And of course, the other key thing is that people need to find God. See, the problem is there are so many people out there, you know, it's just wall-to-wall confusion. Wall-to-wall confusion. How many thousands of different religions are there? How many hundreds of different types of Christianity? One person says this and another says that, and you've got all the bunch of atheists and agnostics running around saying this and saying that. It's all confusion. You have to learn to stand back from all of that and begin to see for yourself what is true. And if you stand back and see for yourself what is true, see, then you're very likely to discover some very wonderful things that you don't have to depend on other people to tell you. See, for example, I don't need anyone to tell me that 2 + 2 = 4. I see it for myself. Now, when I was a little child, maybe I memorized it. That's fine. But now I see it. I don't have to memorize it because I see it. See how that works? Well, it's the same thing with religion. One person says this and one person says that, but there is a truth. In other words, there is the way things really are. And all you have to do is see what that is, and when you see it clearly, then you've got it made in the shade. Because you won't have to doubt it anymore. You won't be confused anymore. You'll just see the way things are. See? Look, here's a classic example. You know how some people are confusing? Some people will say something to you like, well, have a nice day. See, but they don't mean have a nice day. What they're really saying is they hope you're going to have a lousy day. See, there's some kind of an attitude. There's some kind of a hidden agenda. See, something hidden in there. See, and that's temptation. It tempts you to resent them. But don't resent them. But don't be confused either. Don't be confused. Just see what they're up to. Don't resent them and just go about your business. See what I mean? If somebody comes along and they say something that's not true, you don't have to get into an argument with them about it. See, what they want you to do is they want to pull you into an argument. Then you get drawn into emotions and thinking, and you get lost down there. There's no answers in thinking. So what you need is to establish connection with your intuition, and the meditation that we have helps you to do that. See things clearly for yourself. Stop being so emotional. See? And life is good. Life will be good. Okay? All right. So now, the other thing I've learned is that we humans have a kernel of pride in us. Most people bristle at correction. They don't like being wrong. We want to be right and never wrong. And we don't like people seeing us wrong. See? And the other thing, we like worship. We like people to worship and praise us. And we resent criticism. So I've discovered that we have this nature, this inherited nature that wants to play God. See, we all want to play God. We want to lord it over other people and impress them and have them think how great we are and how good we are. And if they tell us that we're wrong or that we're stupid or that they don't like us, then we resent them for it, see? If somebody disses us, then we resent them. So we want praise like God. And if somebody doesn't praise us and instead they diss us, then what? Then we hate them and we condemn them. Then we play judge, jury, and executioner in our mind. We condemn them for being terrible because they don't see us as being wonderful. You see how that works? Well, that's pretty sneaky. It's pretty rotten. It's kind of disgusting. See? But that's the way we kind of are. Now, some of us see that. We see that part of us, inside of us, and we don't like it. We don't want to be that way. Other people are just plain rotten and sneaky and pride. They want to be prideful. See? They want to have power, they want to have glory, they want to have titles and impress other people and so on and so forth. And for those types of people, if they're permanently that way, then they'll never be satisfied. See, they'll just want more power, more corruption, more worship, more pleasure, see, more use of other people, see. Whereas some of us, we see something wrong with that, so we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be that way. But we see that we can't change ourselves. We see a part of us that's kind of sneaky and kind of prideful and doesn't want to admit it's wrong. Okay, well, that's the way we are. So we're all born as little egos. We're born as little egos, and we go from being cute little egos to being big, nasty egos, big, prideful egos. Now, some of us, see, we don't want to do a number on other people. We don't like, you know, doing unto others what was done to us. And so we search for the kind of life where we can be our true self, where we can be kind and gracious and find a life that's not dependent on putting other people down or trying to build ourselves up, you see? All right, well, and this program is for you if you're like that. I can help you. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program, which is about life. It's about living, loving, and relationships. And I'm the director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. You can find me on the web at commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Okay, now what else have I discovered about people? I have discovered that most of us had parents that were okay, that were not so good. Or they were decent, see, but they made some mistakes. They were decent, but they made some mistakes. Some of us had parents that were decent, they made mistakes. Others of us had rotten parents. But either way, somehow or other, we ended up resenting them. Somehow they failed us. Usually they're not enough, too much mom and not enough dad. Too much mom and not enough dad. And dad somehow failed us. Dad failed us somehow. We needed him to be there. We needed him to be stronger than the world. We needed him to be there for us. And to be noble and gracious and kind and long-suffering and never fail and be strong. Not angry strong, not mean strong, but principled, honorable, and so on. You're like George Washington or Moses, something like that. Now, some of us had a father like that. If you did, you're very, very fortunate. But most of us didn't. Most of us had weak fathers and angry mothers, fierce mothers, resentful mothers. She resented him because he wasn't there for her. She resented him because he was weak or he was violent. See? Or he was a womanizer, or he was on drugs, or he was a workaholic, or maybe he was decent. Maybe your dad was a decent guy, but she resented him anyway. She resented him because in the past some men had taken advantage of her or abused her, or her dad failed her, and so she resents men. And your dad was just another man, and so she resented him, see? And if you came along and you were a boy, well, maybe she resented you just for the fact that you were a male. See how that works? So there's a lot of angry women out there, angry women, see? And the reason they're angry is because their men failed them. So you have angry women, weak men, and so we end up resenting our parents, see? We resent our parents. Now the problem with that is that it causes a lot of problems for us. And the answer I found, and you know what I'm going to say, and you know that it's true, the answer is in forgiveness. The answer is in forgiving our parents, forgiving your poor old dad. He didn't say he was, the world was too much, your mom was too much for him. The world was too much for him. He did the best he could, maybe he was a decent guy, but made some mistakes. Okay, and your mom, forgive your poor old mom. Okay, maybe she was bossy, maybe she was witchy. Maybe she was always complaining. Well, forgive her. See, nobody had true love for her. Nobody had true love for your dad. Nobody had true love for your mom. They were victims too. Now, maybe you can see that now that you've grown up. Now that you're an adult, maybe you have kids of your own. You see yourself yelling at your kids just the way your mom did, for example. Now you see. You see that when the shoe is on the other foot, that you're just like her. You might even have your mom's nature. You have your mom's nature or your dad's nature or the violator's nature. See, you have somebody's nature inside of you that got inside of you when you resented them. When you resented them, it got inside. Now it's inside of you and it acts through you. See? So there's definitely a lot more going on. There's a lot going on. Now it's not necessary for you to understand all the in and outs and details of it. It's not necessary at all. You will eventually if you begin to meditate and begin to wake up and see and are willing to wake up. Now here's the other thing that I've learned in life. Okay, so we should forgive our parents. And I can help you with that because I can explain how to forgive. See, a lot of us don't know how to forgive. We think forgiving means being nice and pretending nothing happened and so on and so forth. No, not at all. Forgiveness simply means letting go of the resentment, dropping the resentment. This is a very good program. Please continue to listen. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? and you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, my name is Roland. Be sure to write down my address now, my address on the web, which is commonsensecounseling.org. You could also go to talktoapastor.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. Or, of course, you can go to the station and look for me there. I don't work for the station, but they always have some, you know, my picture, or they have something about me, so you could find it. But I may be going off the air on one station. I may be going off the air in San Francisco because I'm not getting any support. There's no use continuing if people are not going to write to me, if they're not going to send me an email, if they're not going to get my book or check out the meditations or do something. See, a lot of people, they just listen, and I don't know what their problem is. People are like brain dead nowadays. They're like, everybody's like in a mental fog. I think part of the problem is there's just too much advertising, too many videos, too much music, too much everything. See, people can't see the forest for the trees. It's a miracle if somebody finds me. It's a miracle if they find me amid all the distractions out there. Okay, so forgive your parents. That's very important. Practice a proper meditation. That's proper. That's very important. Become centered. Okay? Those are very, very important. Now, the other thing I've noticed is that people have relationship problems. Relationship problems with their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their husband, their wife. And that's a very big issue. And for a lot of people, it causes, makes them resentful and unhappy. Resentful and unhappy, and then that impacts their health, that impacts their family, it impacts the children. See? A lot of people have the wrong idea about what marriage is all about. They think it's supposed to be a pleasure party. See? Or they think it's a place where you get your needs met. But actually what marriage is, it's like school. It's like the school of hard knocks. It's like boot camp. See? You get married, and of course there's the honeymoon. For a while, it's a lot of fun. You enjoy each other, enjoy the honeymoon, of course. And then children. Okay, then you have children, but then you have to learn to be unselfish. You have to learn to be unselfish. Learn to be more forgiving. Ann Landers, very nice lady. She had an advice column for many years. Remember Ann Landers? And there was also Dear Abby, remember? Well, Ann Landers, they asked her, they said, what would you say to people after all these years? What if there was one piece of advice, what would it be? My ears perked up, you know, because I give advice. She said, I would tell people to be more forgiving. Okay? Now remember what I said? We all know that, but we don't know how. And I can show you how. You get my book. Get one of my books. I have 16 of them. And you will see how to be forgiving. It's not exactly what you think. See, a lot of us don't want to forgive because we think that way they're getting away with something. We think it means we have to be nice to them. See, no, it doesn't mean that at all. Like I said, it means dropping resentment. Now, the other thing, a lot of people have food problems. See, a lot of people have food problems. And it goes back to not enough dad again. Not enough dad. Not enough dad to serve as a counter influence to mom or to the world. See, People that have a really good dad and have a really good relationship with their dad, most of the time they don't have problems. So they have little problems, but they quickly resolve them. So food is very much a problem for human beings. It was all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And so you need to learn about that, too. Read my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed, I need to hear from you. I don't care where you're at, whether it's Southern California, San Francisco, Seattle, or somewhere around the world, somewhere out there in the world, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, France, Spain, Nigeria, Ghana, Canada, England. Doesn't matter. I need to hear from you. I need to know you're there listening. Okay? All right. My name is Roland. Visit me at commonsensecounseling.org. And until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.